We have to go to work, go to school, go home. You remember the gas prices went up like this before? I didn't do a lot of driving then. I caught the bus, you know, to save money. It's ridiculous. They need to go down.
To go to the grocery store, you buy a lot of cheap groceries like ramen noodles and stuff to compensate for when you do have to buy gas.
All right, so you're feeling the pinch of the pump. People are starting to whine. Can't you hear it in all the nooks and crannies? Yo, a big shout out to all of you concerned about what's coming out of your wallet from all of us here on America Tonight, and that includes myself, Kate Delaney, hanging with you and realizing that, yeah, it's true. You think you're doing okay. We keep reading about how low the prices are. We compare notes that, geez, my brother in Tampa's paying 50 cents less. What's going on? And my friend Annie in Los Angeles is paying $5.20 for a gallon of gas, which is crazy. So there's a big kind of spread here depending on where you live. You know, you might be paying the $5 if you're in California, because $5 for regular, and that's in a place where you are all about your car-centric, and that makes you whine. I know we did this one time on the show, and it was great. I got a ton of response, and this is, I think, what we think in our head. What's the lowest that you remember paying for gasoline? And besides that, what is the threshold that you thought was, okay, this is all right? I remember just before it was $2 thinking, as long as it doesn't get to $2, I got to drive from New Jersey to New York. I'm going back and forth a lot, but that's okay. I can go from Cherry Hill to Queens and then come back, and that still works out. That's all right. As long as it's not more than $2, then poof, before you know it, $2.50 to $83. So we kind of get desensitized, and as the number rises, we roll with the number. But overall, on average, I think for most of us, you say $4, and that's, yeah, we don't like that $4 that they're paying in states like Hawaii. Of course, they're going to always pay more because of the location. But if you live in Montana, hey, $3.19 is the average there. That's not bad, $3.19. And you got to figure in Montana, you might be doing, you know, a whole bunch of driving. And then places like Mississippi, we have a lot of listeners in Mississippi, $3.59 for a gallon of regular. It just kind of, you know, it just kind of varies. At what point does it get to become too much? Well, I really think it's $5. Californians just take it, but I think for the rest of us, $5 is when, yeah, that's it. We're getting out, we're saving up for a Vespa, or we're getting jobs where we don't have to drive because we don't want to pay that much. We just don't. And then you got this snowstorm in the central part of the United States, and man, I see what kind of year it's been. And it's wild how much snow. They're talking about this storm that's going to rip through the southwest and through the central part. I call it the belly of the beast on Thursday, actually. So there's going to be heavy snow. There's going to be rain. It's going to be massive winds, severe weather. But here's the key thing. What is the devil in the wintertime is the saint to all of us in the summertime. Because so many of you listening to me, you know what I'm talking about with that drought thing. There's nothing like brown lawns when you don't want them, or the city telling you can only water certain things, you know, once a week. It's that bad. So 16 states from California to Wisconsin have this winter weather warning, or some other kind of advisory anyway, from the National Weather Service. And as that storm moves and kicks out and spreads across Utah and Colorado and, you know, the obvious connecting states, New Mexico and Arizona, that's a good thing when it comes to hitting Texas, the Dakotas, all these places where really you've had to deal with a lot of drought. And those heavy conditions will definitely help. Totally welcome in Nebraska. Even though they're going to have blizzard conditions and snow that's going to keep you off the road. I mean, there's just that driving snow. If you have to drive through that, oh, that's the worst. The best place to be when it's like that, when it's that whiteout, is just in your house. You know, the U.S. Drought Monitor, and there is such a thing, shows that, and I was surprised by this number, since we're all about statistics and numbers here on America Tonight, that 77%, are you surprised by this? 77% of the state of Nebraska is what they call enduring an exceptional drought. The conditions, the highest level of drought. In Kansas, 36% of the state is under the exceptional drought. That's what they call it. So the blizzards there, anyway, should help. The problem is, with that kind of weather, like I said, the deal about the devil, the large hail, the damaging winds, all that kind of stuff is going to hit parts of Texas. It's going to hit Louisiana, Mississippi. And then they're talking about, on top of that, there could be some tornadoes. And we all know what that's like when we look and we see the shots of the big funnel clouds. And there's not much you can do about that funnel cloud except for get out of the way and just pay attention if they say that there's a possibility, anyway, that that can happen, that you could see that that forming. And that weather is definitely there because I checked the radar. All right, it's not about weather here on America Tonight, although it is so our common denominator. So we got weather out of the way and the whining that will happen over that. And we also got the gas prices out of the way, too. We're going to move on to the biggest blunder, I think, so far of the week. And we're only a couple shows in. And I think this blunder, frankly, will hold up. And then some fair or fouls, like this Oscar Pistorius story, The Blade Runner. The guy who everyone, if they even can't pronounce his name, they know who he is. They know him as the Blade Runner. This craziness about thinking there were invaders and there was somebody who did a home invasion and they were in the bathroom. So he shot four bullets through the door and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's so bad there that he has to be, when he's taken into court, they threw a blanket over his head. They're just trying to get him in and out as fast as they can. So he had to go through a second day of the bail hearing. And then, you know, he's charged with premeditated murder of his model girlfriend. And they say that the defense has to offer exceptional reasons for him to be freed on bail. So, you know, he's saying that it was accidental. And he shot her by mistake because he thought there was this intruder in the house. Are you buying that? You heard some of the things that we've talked about on the show. It's, come on, really? He thought that there was an intruder in the house, and so where was she? And he didn't look around. I don't know. You know, will they believe the double amputee popular Olympian who's now accused of murdering and been charged with murdering his model girlfriend? There's some strange things. Lots of steroids were found at his place. Was he, you know, crazed on steroids? Or what's the deal here? Accidental? Or did he murder her? Hang with us. Big blunder coming up.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Wondering where I've been or what I'm doing.
What the deal is, but as I said, this is definitely the blunder of the week so far, and I think she hangs on to that mantle through the entire week. I don't know that anybody is going to unseat her. So check this out. People call 911 sometimes for ridiculous reasons. You know, there's always the person that calls up and says they didn't get their hamburger from McDonald's every once in a while. Some crazy thing like that pops up. I mean, do people not understand what 911 means? Apparently, some people don't understand that. And really, the problem is, if enough people are coming up with ridiculous things, reasons to call it, they're drunk, they're stoned, they need a ride, they need whatever, it ties everything up and can ultimately hurt not only just the resources of the community that you're in, but also the call and response time. In other words, it gives everyone an excuse. We were tied up on this 911 call, and now it is an offense to do that, meaning they, the law, can slap you with a fine and some jail time. So first I want you to hear this 911 call.
G-A-R-Y. Wait, I forgot how to spell my last name. I just called 911 telling me some cigarettes.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
I need some cigarettes.
Well, honey, you're getting more than cigarettes. You can get that when you're in the yard. And you can do that for, Big Mama, whoever is gonna allow you to have a cigarette or two. So this Texas woman wanted, you know, to make the sheriff's deputies the butt of a joke. Get it? But she certainly made a huge mistake when she called 911 to have the cigs delivered to her home. This happened in a place called Granbury, Texas, and the 48-year-old woman, obviously, and you could hear it, was pretty trash. She was intoxicated when she requested the cigs, and the sheriff's lieutenant there said that they weren't having any of that, obviously. She was released from jail because they picked her up. It's a misdemeanor count of abuse of 911 is what it's called. And she was released from the Hood County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And there's a chance she could do a little jail time, maybe up to 100 days or so. She probably isn't going to do any jail time. If she ever does that again, she will definitely do jail time. But what a dope. What's that about? Hello, if you're going to drunk dial, do not drunk dial 911 because they know where you live. They can find out pretty easily. They know where we all live, don't they? And certainly if you're making that call, they're going to find you. It's pretty darn easy. I mean, strange deal here. So on that note, I'll protect her identity for a few minutes here, and we're just going to shove her in the America Tonight dungeon because I think she hasn't done enough jail time.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah. Not a good idea. You know, 911, I'm thinking, if I'm calling 911, I am in a deep panic because it means there is something seriously going on. To me, even as a kid, it was just drummed into our head. It has to be such an emergency. So nobody can help you. There's nothing you can do. There's been an accident. There's something you're calling about. So that's, here's the thing, like I said, draining resources, like we need that. We live in a country on probably borrowed time, but certainly borrowed money without a doubt. And there's very few cities and towns that can say they're rolling in extra dough. And a lot of times when they've had to cut back, too, they don't have a lot of a big 911, you know, operating system where they have tons of people working it. So, you know, there you go. All right, some other interesting things that happened, sadly. This crazy fire in Kansas City, Missouri was really just scary. They've got cadaver dogs searching. It happened on Tuesday night, and they're trying to search through the smoldering stuff that's left over. A Kansas City restaurant, the roof blew off, and the walls crumbled down, and about a dozen people were injured in the fire, the blast, the fire. It happened after 6 o'clock, and it destroyed a restaurant named JJ's. There weren't any reports of deaths as of Tuesday night, but they have people missing. So they brought out the cadaver dogs to see if they could pick up any kind of a scent. And they're, of course, hoping that they're not. But it looks like it could just simply be a line that was accidentally hit when they were working on it. It seems that way anyway. So at the University of Kansas Hospital, they're just treating the people, and one is in critical condition, two are in serious, two others should be released. So that's the good news, because it could have been a lot worse than that. They had people that were also walk-ins, had minor injuries where they were, you know, cut and that kind of stuff. And this is a restaurant that was a bar and everything else, and so they're open pretty late at night, but this was early. This was actually the peak of happy hour, where they talk about maybe at least 50 people in the bar area. So they had a small staff, and they had maybe 80 people in the restaurant at the time, and awful. And the area, too, where this happened was an upscale kind of area in Kansas City. So leak, someone hit a line, that's what it's looking like, a construction accident, unfortunately. And hopefully if there is somebody that's missing and people are freaking out, they can find them, and the cadaver dogs can do that, because, hey, it's about, at that point, it's about peace of mind, I would think, more than anything else, than having no idea what happened. It'd be better to at least know, and there's still that missing persons report or two, which is obviously scary for those people waiting to hear what's happening. One last thing here in this segment, because I got four offers to take a cruise. You know, they have those Groupon things and other coupons for jumping on great deals. And the deals in the cruise industry are unbelievable. If you aren't worried about being kidnapped by pirates or falling off the ship or being pushed by someone who you think cares about you, or simply falling, or getting some kind of crazy disease on board, or a fire in the engine room and just being stuck where you are, floating and at the mercy of the tugboats and how quickly they can get you to shore and back to where you started, this is the time to look for a cruise. I saw a couple, because they sent me so many deals clogging up my mailbox, I decided to read them. And they were mostly going to Mexico and around Mexico, but there were some really, really big finds, I would have to say, where $1,000 or more was knocked off, and that's a lot for the cruises. I still am not convinced that I need to go on a cruise, and I don't know how many other people who aren't big cruise people have changed their mind. If anything, this Carnival cruise disabled, crazy ship, the Triumph, probably made more of us say, yeah, that whole cruise thing, I think I'll just skip it. Because you got to think, those people didn't know what was happening. There was over 3,000 of them, 4,200 if you count the crew. Couldn't have showers for days on end, just waiting to see when they were going to dock in Mobile, Alabama. And it might be a little bit harder for the cruise company than I originally thought. But if you want to take one, trust me, there's a deal out there somewhere for you.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Created radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pay attention, because when you hear the swack of my golf club, then you have a chance to win Fairway Solitaire, and I have a feeling it's coming up here shortly on the show. It's a pretty cool game, actually, very cool game that you can get a free code for Fairway Solitaire on your iPhone, iPod Touch, and you can enter to win 6 months of streaming games. And also, a couple of people who, lucky winners who call in, will get a 6 months Big Fish Unlimited streaming subscription for PC and Androids, and then qualify to win the very cool grand prize. But before we get there, I have a feeling we need to check the mail, so let's head to the mail room.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Jane, listening to us in Missouri. And Jane says, Kate, I think the most bizarre thing is this Oscar Pistorius story. And it is so sad because I clearly can remember watching him at the Olympics and thinking that this is an amazing guy. He's able to really blow away everybody in the Paralympic Games. Now, in the able-bodied divisions of the Olympics, he's actually competing. How did this happen with the girlfriend? Did he have a hot temper? Was there something to do with drugs? And yes, it was an area where there was higher crime, but he was living in a gated community. So his alibi or reason, I guess, or for having that happen, shooting into the bathroom door, just doesn't really fly with me. And I got to think that other people are feeling the same thing. Well, he tried to explain, and what he said is that it was an accident. He shot her by mistake. He was fearful because he thought there was an intruder in his house, and that's what that was. The prosecutor's not buying it, saying that really his version is that the girlfriend, the model, And Oscar Pistorius had a fight, and she went to the bathroom before Pistorius shot through the door four times and killed her. Like, he flipped out, and he shot her. So, hey, goes through the bail hearings, going through the rigmarole of all of this, and ultimately we'll see what the court decides. But it's very strange. He just, after all the things that he has had happen in his life and how successful he's been, he's just like everyone else. If there was something bubbling underneath, it came out. It came out, and it's very tough for him to motor around really anywhere, and that's probably why he's safer in custody, because so many people, I mean, really, frankly, they want to take a shot at him or crack him in the jaw. We move on to this from the Junkie, who says, boo-hoo, nowhere to play politics this week because the people we so distrust actually are taking the week off. Kate, do you think when they come back, there is a chance that we'll see something different? And when I say we'll see something different, we'll see perhaps that they're bagging off of gun control measures, and maybe we'll actually get something done with immigration. Although I've heard you say we've had books on the record for so long, they're just not being followed. Yeah, we do. We have ways to go after employers who hire people illegally. That's something that has been around for a very, very long time. So now you have the FBI and the Justice Department warning that cuts would be detrimental to the effort to curb gun violence and could put more Americans in danger. The across-the-board federal spending cuts, they say, are going to weaken the national criminal background check system for gun purchases, that while they're drafting all this compromise legislation to expand and improve the system, they better be careful because the cuts could really freeze or furlough the hiring of 2,800 employees or more, which would also cause a lot of work that would be, you know, left on the table or fall through the cracks. And that makes sense if they're already having problems with background checks, which they are, and the across-the-board federal budget cuts happen. Well, then that kicks in March 1st. You know, listen, the bottom line is with guns, I don't think there's going to be any drastic change. You have a bipartisan group working on a bill that would expand background checks to gun shows, and when you purchase from one gun to another, I sell you a gun, you sell me a gun, whatever. But there's a lot of bipartisan support for bills that would make trafficking with firearms a federal crime, and strengthening the penalties for people who purchase guns for people who aren't supposed to own them. So all that is good stuff and makes sense. But some of the other things that we've heard about, no way, no how do they become a passable piece of legislation. It's just, there's just no way. There's no way that's going to happen. All right, this one from Patrick P. I guess I've had other Patricks that have written the show. And Patrick P. says, Kate, by any chance, did you see this baby slapping story? How creepy. What idiot slaps a kid ever on a plane? Especially with all those witnesses. He could be a kid hater, but he's a moron. Yeah, it's a guy from Idaho that they say he also used some kind of racial slur, slapped a 19-month-old on a Delta flight and turned himself in too, by the way. His name was Joe Ricky Hunley. He was charged with assaulting a minor, and this happened back on February 8th on a flight to Atlanta. He was released on bail, and, you know, his attorney is saying, hey, the client's not being portrayed the right way. This is unfair. So I think she's going to have some time explaining why this woman, Jessica Bennett, and her son, who were just simply sitting there on a flight that started in Minneapolis, and not, she's just trying to keep him quiet and feeling okay, but, you know, the baby started to cry as they were descending, And before you know it, he turned around and slapped the kid in the face with an open hand, which, of course, caused the kid to scream. Oh, stranger danger even when they're next to you. What is he thinking? And here's the part that was so weird. It was descending into Atlanta, so the trip was almost over. To have that happen with the trip really in the bag, what a stupid fool. So the woman who's now has him as a client is saying he didn't use the slur, and that even if he did use the slur, it doesn't make him a racist, and the boy had a scratch below his right eye, and wow. And this is a guy who was an executive who was in his 60s who, you know, was okay, was on that career train where he would have been able to stay for a little bit longer. Now, what's he supposed to do? What's he supposed to do? He's stuck, and he's stuck because of something he did on a plane. But so many people have accounts where they have Twitter, and they're posting pictures and everything else, that it's pretty tough to dance around something when they have you cold on video. It's very, very, very tough to do that. And that's what the scoop is. You know, that's what the scoop is there. There's no way around that. He did it. It was shocking. He had been drinking, but that's not something that gets shoved away. So he ultimately loses his job. And he turned himself in. He's got to be feeling like, you got to be kidding me. Really? Are you kidding? Why did he do that in the first place? All right, here's one more. This one comes to us from John, who says, did you happen to see that General John Allen is going to retire? I doubt that you're surprised by that. That, I think, stems from the whole Petraeus thing and the nonsense in Tampa. Yeah, this guy was the baddest of the bad. He was the coalition forces leader in Afghanistan, and he was nominated to become the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, but he's decided to retire instead of pursuing it. He'll go into consulting, make some more money. So he told the president that he's leaving rather than moving forward, and he would have to have a Senate confirmation hearing, and he said, forget it, he's not going to do that. He's just going to retire from the military and deal with, he says he has health issues in his family, so he's just going to deal with that. But that is a big story, because you wonder if he would have done that if he didn't have the nonsense connected to him and that scandal over the embarrassing emails with Jill Kelly that came to our attention during the investigation that brought down Petraeus. So I guess he probably decided, you know, maybe I'll just step away anyway. Maybe I'll just do that. I mean, this is a guy who, like I said, was the baddest of the bad, a Marine Corps general, top coalition commander in Afghanistan for a couple of years. And he was interested in politics, and maybe he got dissuaded because of the big blow up, the brouhaha in Tampa. And it's sad because he had been passed over for other spots, and now it finally looked like he was going to get what he wanted. And then he says, yeah, you know what, thanks, but no thanks. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I tell you, I have been dying to give some of this stuff away, and we already have done it. We've had a couple of winners. Bud in New Jersey, he was one of our winners. Don, another winner. We had A.N., a big winner. Charles, a winner. Robbie, a winner. And maybe you're going to be our next winner. I know I have that golf club somewhere around here. If you hear this sound... Wow. What, that is the lamest shot. Can I have that shot again, please? Now, I can tell by the sound of that swing that was recorded of a golf shot of mine that it was when I was hitting a whole bunch of them out at the range. It's one of the ones that veered off and faded way to the left. You can tell by how hollow it sounds. But the good news for you is, as I took a swack at it, the next three people who call in and give Matt their email address, I had to think about it for a second. It's the email address we need. Give the email address. You are a winner. And what do you win Well, this is the deal. USA Today raised, every once in a while a game comes along that's so engrossing you simply can't put it down. That Fairway Solitaire is that game by Big Fish Games. It's available now in the App Store. You can check it out, get a full download of the game that is rated 5 out of 5 stars on iTunes. So you can just go ahead and do that if you want, and you don't even have to call for the Big Fish Unlimited. But here's the deal. That's at giveawayfairwaysolitaire.com. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, there's a link. You can just click on that. Pretty easy. But if you call in now at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, you get a chance to win 6 months of Big Fish Unlimited streaming subscription for PC and Android and qualify to win the cool grand prize package with Big Fish Unlimited. Yeah, they have like, I was looking at it the other day, they have 150-plus games that are there. A lot of them are free games and others that you stream from the cloud and you can start playing from different devices. It's crazy. It's amazing the things you can do with technology, and Big Fish rocks it when it comes to games. So for the next three, and it's just the first three that call in, we'll just we'll load you up. Pretty good deal. We'll load you up with Big Fish. You'll get it for 6 months. How about that? Not a bad deal. Or if you send me, here's the other thing. If you send me your, hey, I'm in, and I get yours, and you're the first three, then I'll put you on the list. So there's two ways: 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283, or you can send me that email at americatonight.net. And if you're one of the first three this time around, then you will get the Big Fish stuff for 6 months. How's that? All right, so do it now before it's too late, and just like that, you're a winner. It's very cool to win, isn't it? Whenever I never called radio stations when I was a kid, except for when I was goaded into trying to get tickets to something, and they would say, be the whatever caller, and there's no way. In Philadelphia, I grew up in one of the biggest cities, there's no way you're getting through to any stations. It's just a constant busy signal.
You missed out on those Duran Duran tickets?
Duran Duran. What's Duran Duran song? I'm trying to think. Crazy Like, what is it? What's their song? Come on.
I can't think of it. Hungry Like a Wolf, right?
Hungry Like a Wolf. I was going to say Crazy Like a Wolf. Hungry
Rio.
Like a Wolf. Her name is Rio. And she dances across the sand or something.
The posters in your teenage bedroom are so disappointing at you right now for not remembering the lyrics.
In my teenage bedroom. I was a rocker chick. And they were not rocky enough for me. Duran Duran. I'm trying to think. Who did I have on my bedroom walls? Such a good question. Who was there? I know that when I was really young, somebody gave me the Bay City Rollers. Do you remember them? I think they had one album and four songs. I'm not sure. But it was probably be pretty easy to win tickets to the Bay City Rollers. Anyone else, you just could never get through. And who knows, the tickets might have been nosebleed tickets if I had won anyway, or it was festival seating. And if it's festival seating, then you got to get there so early. It's just crazy. So that's the deal. You can be the winner. So easy. Get the streaming games. Very cool. Big Fish is really good. It's easy to get hooked into the gaming thing, but the gaming thing, since I have an iPhone, to be honest, and I'm kind of impatient, and you're waiting in these long lines. It's great because you can you go to your phone, and then you're gaming away, and the time flies by just like that. I mean, flies by just like this show did. Man, this hour flew by, didn't it? It flew by. A couple of quick parting shots here and a reminder. Don't forget we have our cheap movie review. That happens on Friday morning, early Friday morning. Whatever the big movies are that are coming out, and DVD reviews from the man down under. Plus, we'll preview Daytona 500 for any of you motorheads out there. The poll for Danica Patrick, does it change anything? Will she be in the money at the Daytona 500? Perhaps. Pretty tough, though, when you think of how long the day is and things that can happen with the car. So much really is, I think, the crew chief has to get huge, 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 huge props, because so much is about the people propping that car up. I mean, that's it. That's the name of the game. The better they are, the better that the driver has a better chance to win it. There's no question. That is a team sport, believe it or not. I mean, it is a team sport. It's not, even though the driver gets all the attention, it's not just about the driver. All right, here on the serious side, man, we've been talking about this forever. I mean, ad nauseum. We've had people on. We've gone round and round and round about it. But the sequester, the cuts, the across the board cuts, it's, you know, it's nearing March 1st before you know it. It's a week off. There's no push. There's no urgency. So probably what happens is and this is, if you read this, it's the way it looks. The cuts get phased in over time. And so I guess they realize they could undo some of the reductions as the months keep coming up, because Democrats and Republicans aren't completely unhappy with some of the cuts. $85 billion would be split between the Pentagon and non-defense programs. So many of the most popular domestic programs, Medicare, Medicaid, aren't on the table, and that elated lots of people. But there's other things that are there, so that's what's going to happen. They'll just pick it apart as the weeks and months go down and continue to argue this out. Defense accounts for 18% of our spending, 18%, and they've taken half of the savings out of the military. So what's scary is the troops will come back, but then what happens is they're cut off and they're looking for jobs. And I don't know. I think we need to have cuts, deep, deep cuts. I think if we audited the government, which is too bloated, we could come up with great places to trim. Trust me. 1.2 trillion in savings over 10 years. I mean, you got to start swinging the axe somewhere. And so if that's the deal, swing it and swing it now and take the pain.
Hey, everyone. Come and see how good I look.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.